Back here as we get set for the second half. I want to recognize some of our sponsors, DC Concrete and Construction. Owner Dustin Chandler and his group can handle residential and commercial work. They can handle foundations, flat work, and stamped concrete. Call them at 618-267-2571. Visit their website, dcconcreteandconstruction.com, or find them on Facebook. Also, recognize ADS Electric. They are the call to make for any type of electrical issue. They are also a certified dealer for Generac generators. Call them at 618-283-2171. Visit them at 215 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. Also, Integrity Spine and Joint Center, your hometown team, is making moves. And Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston is behind you all the way. They are the number one provider for orthopedic shoes covered by insurance for state workers. That's Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston. Visit them at integrityspineandjoint.com. And still about a minute to go. Recognize other sponsors as well. Above the Rest Landscape, they're there for all your basic landscaping needs. Let them do the work while you relax and enjoy your space. Call for scheduling, 618-280-9598. They are the parents of number 4, Jordan Colburn. That is Above the Rest Landscape. So the Vandals will get the ball in the second half, and assuming that the Comets don't try an onside, and the Vandals have recovered one earlier in the game. The Comets, of course, you may remember the first matchup, the opening kick of the game, they attempted and recovered the onside kick. So it is a possibility and something the Vandals have to be ready for. So somebody gets set to play their final 24 minutes of football in this 2025 season. So the Vandals have Kobe Lux, Patty McDowell, and Connor Depue deep. And it does look like some pretty good hands guys up front in case that is an onside kick attempt by the Comets. And it is a ground ball up the middle kick picked up by Kobe Lux. And he will get ahead to about the 36-yard line before he's brought down. So that's where the Vandals will take over at their own 36. 11 minutes, 54 seconds remaining, third quarter. Vandals will be going right to left here in this third quarter. We are tied 14-14. Andrew Casey still in a quarterback. I saw Quentin Stumball on the sideline. He walking under his own power, but definitely was limping. Three receivers lined up right, one left. That is Connor Depue to the left. Vandals right to left here in this quarter. Three receivers line up right. Andrew Casey rolls right, pass away, caught. That is Brenton McCarty, and he is ahead to about the 48. And that will be a first down. I saw Comets fans pointing their way. I'm not sure if they thought there was a fumble there or something. So first down and 10 for the Vandals ahead to their own 48-yard line. Three receivers line up left, one right. It is Bowers, Depue, and Colburn to the left. One man to the right is McCarty. Andrew Casey, the quarterback. Dylan Hinton in the backfield with him from the shotgun. Andrew takes the snap, fakes the handoff, going to run it himself. Andrew finds room and gets ahead to the 45 into Comet territory. So Andrew Casey, who is a very good athlete in his own right, moves it ahead about an 8-yard pickup. Second down and 2 for the Vandals. Ahead to the Comet 44. Second down and 2 for the Vandals. Ahead to the Comet 44. We're tied at 14. Just underway second half. Three receivers left. One right. Casey from the shotgun. Andrew takes the snap. Rolls left. Gets a pass away. Incomplete. Off the hand of Lucas Bowers. And it will bring up a third down and 2. Third down and 2. We'll see what the Vandals want to do here. You have Dylan Hinton. You could try the power run for a couple yards. Looks like three receivers will be lined up left. Lucas Bowers, Connor Depue, and Jordan Colburn. That would put Brenton McCarty on the far side of the field on a third down and two. Third down and two from the Comet 44 from the pistol formation. Andrew takes the snap, gives it to Dylan Hinton. He has the first down. Dylan fights his way ahead to about the 37. And Dylan is a strong runner, and when he gets ahead of steam, 5'10", 185 pounds, a champion-level wrestler, and just a strong, smart kid, and runs it straight ahead there for the first down, first and 10, at the Comet 37. Three receivers left, one right. Casey takes the snap, drops back, passes away. It is caught. That is Connor Depew. He is wrapped up immediately at the 30, but a nice catch by Connor. And it'll be a pickup of about 7, second and 3. Second down and 3. The Vandals seem to be looking more underneath. A more West Coast style here on some of their passes. Two receivers line up left. Colburn and Depew. It is Bowers and McCarty to the right. Vandals right to left here in this third quarter. Second down and 3 for the Vandals. Man in motion is the Vandals with another flag on a false start. Man, they have had a ton of those today, and this puts you in a tough spot. You go from a second down and about 3 to a second down now and 8. The Vandals have hurt themselves with penalties. They have hurt themselves with confusion, it seems, on the plays coming in. And they've hurt themselves with turnovers, 3 on the day. Second down and 8 from the Comet 35. Second down and 8 from the Comet 35. Two receivers each side. Shotgun formation, Andrew Casey takes the snap. He rolls left, squares his shoulders, pass away, caught. That is by Connor Depew on the near side of the field at about the 25. That is enough for the first down. So it is a first down for the Vandals, ahead to Connor Depew. You'd love to get Connor with room on the outside, but the bottom line is he's a great receiver. If you throw it within his halo at all, he's going to make the catch. First and 10 for the Vandals from the Comet 25. 8 minutes, 50 seconds remaining in the third quarter. We're tied at 14. Play in for the Vandals. Andrew Casey from the shotgun, three receivers right, one left. He's going deep. He's just throwing it away. There seemed to be – that play seemed off from the moment. I don't know what was up. I see Coach Hutch is out asking what in the world went on. Now we get a flag. I guess we're going to have intentional grounding, I assume, against Andrew Casey as he just threw it away into the end zone. I don't know what happened. It was a total dead play from the moment. The snap and everything just was kind of a dead play from the moment going forward. So a flag came out late. Coach Hutch was asking for a flag, and it is intentional grounding against the Vandals. And it lost it down, so it's second down. The Vandals have had trouble all day getting plays in. I know they kind of switched things up this week and went back to the wrist, but it seemed to be a lot of confusion. I don't know if that's what it is. I don't know what it is, but they've seemed to have trouble getting plays in. And that was before Andrew came in at quarterback. That was earlier, too. So second and 15 now with the ball at the 30. So the ball at the Comet 30. 8.5 minutes remaining, third quarter. Andrew is having to go over here and screen the plays in. Play clock at 18. Three receivers right, one left. Takes the snap. Andrew running away, looking for room. Gets a pass away, caught by Connor Depew. Ahead to the 15, stays on his feet, down near the 10 on the far side of the field. And it will be a first down for the Vandals. A great job by Andrew Casey. He was under pressure. Got the pass away. Connor Depew with the catch. It'll be at the 11. First down and 10 for the Vandals at the Comet 11. First down and 10 for the Vandals at the Comet 11. Connor must have got out of bounds as the clock says stop. First and 10 for the Vandals from the Comet 11. Three receivers left, one right. Andrew fakes a handoff. Rolls left. He's in trouble. He's sacked. Down back at the 17. He fakes the handoff to Hinton. Went to run himself, but there was nothing there, and the Vandals are going to lose 6 yards. Second and 16 for the Vandals, back at the 17. Second and 16 as they lose 6 yards on the sack, back at the 17-yard line. Play clock at 12. Play clock at 7. Play clock at 3. They finally get the snap off. Andrew Rowley in trouble. Pass away into the corner of the end zone. Caught in the corner. Is he staying in? It looks like he did. I think it's Lucas Bowers. It is in the corner of the end zone. The far corner. They say he stayed in bounds. It is a touchdown. A 17-yard touchdown strike. Casey to Bowers in the far corner. The Vandals 6'5 receiver. Able to come up with a catch. Casey to Bowers, 17 yards. This comes with 7:28 remaining in the third quarter. And the extra point attempt from Cole Durbin is up and good. So the Vandals regain the lead. They now lead at 21-14, 7:28 remaining in the third quarter. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Great news, Vandalia. Kinexus Fiber Internet is now live and installing your town with blazing fast speeds and ultra-reliable service. No more buffering, no more slow connections, just the internet you deserve. Streaming, gaming, working from home, do it all with fiber-fast Kinexus. To sign up or get more information, visit Kinexus.com. That's Kinexus.com or call 888-712-0177. That's 888-712-0177. Nothing connects us like Kinexus.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. Also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management at 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. So the Vandals regain the lead, 21-14, with 7 minutes, 28 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Andrew Casey to Lucas Bowers, far corner of the end zone, just stayed in bounds. As Cole Durbin puts a pretty good leg into this one. At the 15, it's Oliver. And Oliver sidesteps a couple of Vandals. Eventually, he's brought down at about the 32-yard line. And that was Aiden Carroll with the tackle. And the Comets take over. So the Comets with the ball. So the Comets with the football. 7:22 remaining in the third. Comets with the ball. Actually, it's going to be the 33, first and 10 from their own 33. Ackerman from the pistol takes the snap. Gives it to Oliver. Oliver trying to get outside, and the Vandals force him out of bounds at about the 32. Oliver, I don't think there's any argument to be made. He was the best running back in the South Central Conference. Going to rush for 2,000 yards this year. He's rushed for over 30 touchdowns. Two receivers line up left, one right. Oliver in the backfield with Ackerman. Takes the snap. Ackerman drops back the pass. Pass away. It is caught, not a whole lot there. Dive ahead to about the 34. That is Austin Wall, I believe, had the catch for the Comets. And it's going to be about a yard gain, third and nine. Third down and nine for the Comets from their own 34. Third down and nine for the Comets from their own 34. 6:45 remaining in the third. Two receivers, right, one left. Ackerman from the pistol. Oliver in the backfield with him. He takes the snap, gets a pass away. I don't know if it was caught, but immediately tackled. Boyce had the catch, but immediately was tackled. Sam Bowers, Jordan Colburn. Colburn with the tackle. And it's going to bring up a fourth down and five, and I believe the Comets are going to punt. So the Comets are going to punt. Now, remember, Oliver is their punter. So if you were going to go for something on a fake, you're putting the ball in the hands of a pretty good guy to do it. So fourth and five for the Comets. They look to punt. Vandals lead 21-14. Oliver, kick up. It's a high, high kick caught by Colburn. Colburn running to the far side of the field, looking for some room. Gets tripped up. And did he fumble? The Comets say they got it. I have not seen a signal from the officials, so I guess there was a fumble. And the Comets take over. Wow. So another turnover. So the fourth turnover of the day. Wow, that one hurts even more. Oh, wait. So now the officials, I guess the officials are saying he's down. Of course, from our perspective, sometimes these things are hard to know. The Comets crowd, which is my side, no, there's so no fumble. So if there was, it was after Colburn was down. And Coach Hutch is hot. He's got his hat off. He's got his hat off, and he is hot. So the Vandals will have the football at their own 33. So there was obviously a fumble, but the officials are obviously saying Colburn was already down. Play clock is at 7, and the Vandals are still getting things in. Two receivers to the left, one right. Fake hand off to Hinton. They get it to Colbert. He gets a great block in front of him by Connor DePue. He gets ahead to midfield. And he's going to be into Comet territory at the 48. That was a heck of a block by Connor DePue to open up a hole for Jordan Colbert. So the Vandals have it at the Comet 48. Three receivers to the right, one left. The one man to the left is Connor DePue on the near side of the field. Vandals going right to left here in this third quarter. Andrew Casey from the shotgun. Andrew takes the snap. Quick pass away. It is caught, and it's ahead to about the 41. Is that? Yep, that's Lucas Bowers with the catch at about the 41-yard line. Bring up a second down at about 4. Vandals definitely looking more underneath here in the second half. Second down and 4. 4:45 remaining in the third. Vandals lead it 21-14. Andrew with the play in, looks at his wrist to get it. Yells it over to the receivers on the left. There's three receivers left, one right. From the pistol, Andrew. Hands it off to Hinton. Dillon was hit in the backfield. I think forward progress would get him to the line of scrimmage before he was pushed back. Sometimes it looks like he's going to lose about a half yard. Sometimes those things look very dramatic when you get the pushback after you're already down. So basically, lost about a half yard. Third down and about 4. Third down and 4. We're inside 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Vandals lead it 21-14. Three receivers line up left, one to the right. Andrew Casey from the pistol takes the snap, rolls left, still rolling. He's in trouble. Now gets away, now gets a pass and back, across the field, caught by Connor DePue. Connor's got room, 25-20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, touchdown. Touchdown! The field is clean! What a play! What a play by Andrew Casey! What a play by Andrew Casey to Connor DePue, who made the great catch and the run And the Vandals are back on the board, leading 27-14, pending the extra point. What a great job by Andrew Casey to keep that play alive. The snap is back, the kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 3:32 remaining in the third, the Vandals now lead it 28-14. We'll take a break on WKRB.
Markets go up and markets go down, but your financial future shouldn't be viewed as a roller coaster. When things feel uncertain, you likely have questions about your investments, your retirement, and your financial plan. What steps can you take to take advantage of the ups and downs? This is a good time to ask certified financial planner Scott Kramer. He's here to help. Reach out today and start the conversation. Located at FNB Financial Advisors here in Vandalia, call Scott at 618-283-5211 for a consultation. That's 618-283-5211.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by ADS Electric. They are the call to make for any type of electrical issue. They are also a certified dealer for Generac generators. Call them at 283-2171. Visit them at 215, West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. Touchdowns also brought to you in part by Integrity Spine and Joint Center. Your hometown team is making moves in Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston behind you all the way. That's Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston. Visit them online, integritiespineandjoint.com. So the Vandals will get set to kick it away. 3:32 remaining in the third quarter. Back at the 14. Greenville on the return and brought down at about the 25-yard line. That was Gavin File on the return. So the Comets take over. So the Vandals with a 28-14 lead, 3:25 remaining in the third. Three receivers line up right, one left. Ackerman from the pistol fakes a handoff, rolling under pressure, gets a pass away, tipped incomplete. Whew. I think the Vandals got away with one. Connor DePue reached over the top, tipped it away from Matthews. You could have argued the contact was before the ball got there, but the officials, no flag, and it's second and 10. Second down and 10 for the Comets from their own 26. 3:19 remaining in the third. Two receivers to the right, one left. Now Oliver will slant out as a receiver. He's going to get the ball far side, or near side, I should say, of the field. And he'll go out of bounds. I don't know that he got maybe a yard, maybe two. It's like 2 yards, and it'll be third and eight. Yeah, really a yard, third and nine. Third down and nine. Third down and nine for the Comets from their own 27. Ackerman from the shotgun. Three receivers line up right. Ackerman back to pass. Pass away, incomplete. I think Dylan Hinton might have got a hand on it. And it'll bring up a fourth down and nine for the Comets. 3:09 remaining. In the third. 3:09 remaining in the third. And the Comets look like they're going to punt this one away. So the Vandals lead it 28-14, 3:09 remaining in the third. Oliver back to punt, but he's not very deep. He gets a kick away. It is up, and it looks like a fair catch called for by Jordan Colburn at the 36. That's where the Vandals will take over. So first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 36. And we've got 3 minutes and 4 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Vandals lead at 28-14. They're tied at 14 at half. And the Vandals with two touchdowns here in the third quarter so far. 3:04 remaining in the third. Vandals have three receivers lining up right. One left. Connor DePue is the receiver to the left. Andrew Casey, the quarterback, takes the snap. Fakes the handoff, going to run it himself. Not a ton there. Ahead to about the 38. Pick up of two, maybe second and eight. Second down and eight for the Vandals from their own 38. 2 minutes, 45 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Three receivers line up right. McCarty, Bowers, and Colburn to the right. DePue to the left. Vandals going right to left in this third quarter. Play clock down to 12. Andrew Casey from the shotgun, hitting in the backfield with it. Takes the snap, rolls right. Rolls, still rolling. Throws, he's just going to throw it away. And it'll bring up a third down and eight for the Vandals. So Andrew just had to throw that one away. He was outside the tackle box. I mean, earlier he was not. He threw it deep in the end zone, basically. When he first threw it, I thought, am I missing something? Is somebody deep? But no, it was an intentional grounding back, two possessions ago, I guess, now. Third down and eight for the Vandals from their own 38. 2 minutes, 11 seconds remaining in the third. Vandals lead it 28-14. Sun coming through. Got some sunshine here in the late afternoon. And I don't know what just happened. Timeout? Yep, Vandals are going to take a timeout. So the Vandals take a timeout. Timeout's brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That is Rock Bottom Tire. Of course, you're listening to this game on 107.1 FM, WKRV. Available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app. And our streaming is brought to you by F&B Community Bank of Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. Sunshine out. It's 3:56. So not a lot of sunshine left. About 50 minutes of sun left for the day. We have 2 minutes, 17 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Vandals lead it 28-14. They take a timeout here with a third down and eight from their own 38. Quentin Stumball was injured early in the second quarter. He has not returned to the field. Saw him on the sidelines, and he is under his own power, but he is definitely not 100%. As he was limping, favoring the leg a little bit. Andrew Casey, empty backfield, tight formation. Five receivers, tight formation. They put Connor DePue in motion, fake the handoff to Connor. Now Andrew in some trouble. He's going to have to run, and there's nothing there. I think he got back maybe to the line of scrimmage, and it'll bring up a fourth down for the Vandals. And there are some raindrops falling. We got some raindrops falling. Very light rain. So we've got the sun out and rain coming down, which, according to the old Irish Proverbs, means it'll rain the same time tomorrow. So a little light rain coming down. Very light rain with some sun out at the same time. Fourth down and nine for the Vandals. And Andrew Casey drops back the punt. He takes the snap. He gets a line drive kick. Pretty good one. Takes a couple of good Vandals bounces. Picked up by Oliver, and he leaps out of bounds. Well, we got a flag. What's the flag for? Got a flag at the 30. What in the world is that for? I don't know what in the world that flag could be for, where it's at. It's on the far side of the field, basically where Oliver went out of bounds. This crew has handed out flags today, kind of like Somebody handing out candy at a Halloween parade. Oh, it's a personal foul against Greenville. So it couldn't have been where the flag was thrown. So it's a personal foul penalty against the Comets. And it's going to push them back to the 16. So they're at their own 16, first and 10 from their own 16. Ackerman, empty backfield, three receivers left, one right. Puts a man in motion. That is Matthew. Flag is down. Ackerman pass, batted down. That was Isaac Forbes got a hand on it. And there is a flag down, however. Kind of in the area of holding, but we'll see. And the officials talk, and they talk, and they talk again. I think the Vandals are going to decline whatever it is. Yeah, Coach Clay just said we're declining. So it was a false start. And the false start technically has to be before the football was snapped. Anyway, so it'll just bring up a second down and 10 for the Comets from their own 16. Second down and 10. Oliver in the backfield. Ackerman from the pistol. He's going to give it to Oliver, trying to get to the outside. The ball comes out. Did the Vandals come up with it? I think they did. Bryce Hartley with the tackle. Sam Bowers, it looked like, came up with the loose ball on the fumble. And the Vandals are going to take over. So Greenville with the fumble. Like I said, the tackle was Hartley, but I think Bowers came up with the loose ball. And the Vandals take over with a short field in front of them. 1:12 remaining in the third. So a turnover. Comets with a couple of those today. The Vandals with, three? So the Vandals take over. They've got it at the Comet 16-yard line. First and 10 for the Vandals from the Comet 16. Andrew Casey from the pistol. Gives it to Dylan Hinton. He runs right through the middle and gets into about the 8-yard line. Pickup of about 8, it looks like. And we are inside a minute remaining in the third. Vandals lead it 28-14. Second down and 3. They'll give him 7 on that. Second and 3. Ball spotted at the 9. Second and 3 for the Vandals from the Comet 9. 38 seconds on the clock. Two receivers line up right, one left. But I got a feeling this will stay with Dylan Hinton, I would imagine, here. Second and 3. And no, instead we get a quick pass. It's to Aiden Carroll. He breaks free and gets down inside the 5. So they fake the handoff, and then Aiden Carroll gets the catch from Andrew Casey. And that's going to bring up a first and goal for the Vandals down at about the 4. So a first and goal for the Vandals at about the 4. And that will run out the clock on the third quarter. So the Vandals lead it 28-14, threatening to add to that. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Are you in the market to build a new home? Do you want to tour 3 brand new homes showcasing quality construction features, the newest trends, and learn about our custom plan design process? Do you like the thought of a one-stop shop serving all of your new home needs from ground up? Do you want a reputable builder who has been in business over 25 years and has great references from local construction lenders and past clients? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then come to Pine Ridge Homes and check us out or look us up on Facebook.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today.
See your local Kubota dealer, Bluff Equipment, on Route 40 in Bluff City.
So we're back here for the fourth quarter. Vandals lead at 28-14 and threatening to score as they have a first and goal from the three. So the Vandals have a first and goal from the three as we'll swap ends. So the Vandals will be going left to right here in the fourth quarter. So first and goal from the three. As we get started in the fourth quarter. See what the Vandals do. This is after a turnover by the Comets. Vandals trying to cash in. Andrew Casey from the shotgun hitting in the backfield with it. Andrew keeps it. Going to run himself. Might have got a yard before he got brought down. And it'll be second and goal. So second down and goal. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Vandals lead it 28-14. Second and goal from what looks like the three. Lucas Bowers reports in. Two receivers each side. To the far side, it is Connor DePue and Jordan Colburn. To the near side, it is Bowers and McCarty. Empty backfield for Andrew Casey. Second and goal. Takes the snap. Rolls left. Rolling. Throws it. Caught. Touchdown. Connor DePue. 3-yard touchdown completion. Casey to DePue. This comes at 11-11 here in the third quarter. And the Vandals look to extend the lead here. The extra point coming. So Cole Durbin in to kick for the Vandals. Snap is back. The kick is up. It is good. And the Vandals now lead it 35-14. 35-14 is the Vandals lead early in the fourth quarter. Take a break on WKRV.
Witness Distillery in downtown Vandalia will be rooting on the Vandals in the football playoffs. This cool fall weather, a perfect time for their cinnamon whiskey Fayette County Fire. And you can pick up Fayette County Fire and all of Witness Distillery's products at Harry's and Max Liquor stores in Vandalia and also at the distillery during regular store hours. That's Witness Distillery in downtown Vandalia. Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia encourages everyone to shop local throughout this year. Shopping local can lead to much better service. Local business owners do what they do because they're passionate about their products and typically take more time to get to know their customers. They'll often go the extra mile to help you and to ensure that you're a satisfied customer. This message for shopping local is brought to you by Heck Chevrolet. You can visit them online at VandaliaChevy.com. That's Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia.
So the Vandals will kick it away. It is a ground ball kick, and the Comets will just recover it about the 41-yard line. That's where they take over. Touchdowns are brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142, your local authorized carrier dealer. Also brought to you in part by Integrity Spine and Joint Center, your hometown team. Making moves at Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston behind you all the way. Visit their website, IntegritySpineAndJoint.com. Oliver on the run finds room as he gets to midfield with the football. So Oliver. And he is ahead to the Vandal 49. 11:02 remaining in the game. Three receivers line up right. Ackerman has Oliver and Matthews in the backfield with him. They're going to give it to Matthews. He's trying to find some room, and the Vandals eventually bring him down at about the 46. Good job by Matthews. He was looking to go outside on the right side and then cut back, found a little room, got 3 yards, second and seven. Second down and seven for the Comets from the Vandal, 46. Ackerman from the pistol. He's got Oliver in the backfield with him. He'll hand it off to Oliver. And he will be brought down at about the 45 by Cole Yarborough. Second down and about, or I should say third down, I should say. Third down and about six. Third down and about six for the Comets from the Vandal 45. 10 minutes, 10 seconds remaining in the game. The Vandals lead it 35-14. Ackerman from the shotgun. Oliver in the backfield with him, two receivers on each side. Comets going right to left here in this fourth quarter. Ackerman takes the snap, drops back the pass, across the middle of the field, incomplete, tipped away by Connor Depew. It was intended for Petty, and Connor tipped it away in order to bring up a fourth down and six for the Comets. With 9:55 remaining, looks like they're going to go for it. Fourth down and six for the Comets. From the Vandal 45. Two receivers each side. Ackerman from the pistol. Takes the snap, gives it to Oliver. And he's going to have a first down and more. Ahead to the 35. Pickup of 10. And it is a first down for the Comets. Ahead to the Vandal 35-yard line. Oliver got off left tackle, found some room. And it is a first down for the Comets ahead to the Vandal 35. They hurry up to the line of scrimmage. Ackerman back to Oliver trying to get to the outside. He does. Finds lots of room. And the Vandals will finally bring him down at about the 24. Another first down for the Comets. So Oliver, two big runs in a row. And it's first down and 10 for the Comets ahead to the Vandal 24. 9:25 remaining in the game. Two receivers left, one right. Ackerman drops back the pass under pressure. Passes up. It is nearly caught and nearly intercepted, but it ends up incomplete. I think Petty was the receiver, intended receiver, and McDowell was the defender for the Vandals. And it'll bring up second down and 10 from the Vandal 24. Vandals lead 35-14. 9 minutes, 17 seconds remaining in the game. Two receivers line up left, one right. Ackerman from the pistol takes the snap, pitches it to Oliver. Oliver looking to get outside. The Vandals are going to bring him down at about the 20. Cole Yarborough in there with the tackle. And Yarborough kind of readjusting his helmet, I think. A little slow coming up. So it's third down and six for the Comets from the 20. Ackerman takes the snap. Quick drop. Pass away. Nearly intercepted. Jordan Colburn dove for it. He was in front of the intended receiver, which was Caden Boyce. And it'll bring up a fourth down and six for the Comets. 8 minutes, 47 seconds remaining in the game. Fourth down and six. From the Vandal 20. Ackerman from the pistol. Three receivers right, one left. Vandals jumped offside. So the Vandals jump offside, so it's going to be a fourth and one. A fourth and one with Oliver. That's all. You might as well say a first down. So a fourth and one from the Vandal 15 now for the Comets. Fourth down and a yard. From the Vandal 15, with the best running back in the conference. Ackerman takes the snap, gives it to Oliver. He's got a first down and more, touchdown. Takes it in from 15 yards out. Oliver with the touchdown, and the Comets are not done. Oliver with the touchdown, 15-yard run, untouched. And this comes with 8:42 remaining in the game. And the Comets back on the board. And they can cut it to a two-score game with the extra point here. So back to kick is Gavin File. Snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So the point after is good. And the Vandals' lead is cut to 35-21. 35-21 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRV.
People's State Bank in Vandalia and Greenville hopes you'll take a moment to thank a farmer and salute the agriculture industry. Agriculture is the single largest employer in the world. In the United States, agriculture employs more than 24 million Americans, or 17% of the workforce in our country. This message to thank a farmer is brought to you by People's State Bank in Vandalia and Greenville. You can visit them online at psbnewton.com.
Hello, this is Jill at Driftstone Pueblo in San Elmo, inviting you to come see our large selection of Indian-made jewelry with beautiful turquoise and coral, onyx, mother-of-pearl, and many other stones. Or check out our Black Hills Gold Montana Silversmith jewelry. While you are here, look at our large selection of beads and craft supplies to design and make your own jewelry. Come see us at Driftstone Pueblo, open 9 to 6, 7 days a week, located at exit 76 off of I-70 in San Elmo.
Well, the Comets will get set to kick it away, and this might be a perfect time for an onside kick attempt. We'll see. They are attempting it, but the Vandals recover it at the 44. So they did kind of scoot it forward, kind of looking at that onside kick attempt, but the Vandals do recover. 8 minutes, 41 seconds remaining in the game. The Vandals lead it 35-21. Well, the Comets score to cut it back to a two-score game. Vandals with the football back. Andrew Casey in there at quarterback. He's been in there since Quentin Stumball was injured early in the second. See what the Vandals want to do. I would imagine once they get going here, they're going to want to eat up as much time as possible. See if they use a lot of Dylan Hinton or not. Andrew Casey from the pistol. Takes a snap, gives it to Dylan Hinton. Not a whole lot there, maybe a yard, second and nine, maybe eight. He's going to get two, so second and eight. So second down at about eight for the Vandals. That does get the clock rolling. 8 minutes, 20 seconds remaining. From their own 45. Second and eight from their own 45 for the Vandals. One receiver to the far left, that is Connor DePew. Two receivers to the near right, that is Jordan Colburn and Britt McCarty. Vandals going left to right here in the fourth. Andrew Casey takes the snap, rolls left, sets his shoulders. He's going deep, and it is incomplete. Connor DePew was the intended receiver. He wanted a flag. He felt like he was held. Does not get it, and it'll bring up a third down and eight. So third and eight. This is a big play in this ball game. Vandals lead by two scores, 7:50 remaining, however, 35-21. So a big play coming in this game. Lucas Bowers coming in as a receiver. Going to have three receivers lined up to the right, one to the left. That is Connor DePew. And it's McDowell in the backfield with Casey. Play clock at one. Vandals just got it off. They give it to Patty McDowell. He gets to the outside. He finds some room, but we got a flag down. So this is coming back. A hold or a block to the back, doesn't matter. There's four flags between the 45 and the 50. You only got five officials. So definitely a hold against the Vandals, and that'll bring this one back. The other thing it does is stop the clock again at 7:44. All kinds of flags. My understanding was always when you have this many flags, that's bad by the officials when you've got that many guys throwing their flag at the same time. Four guys. So it'll be back for the Vandals all the way back to their own 36, 37. So a third down and about 17. Third down and about 17 for the Vandals from their own 37. 7 minutes, 44 seconds remaining. Vandals lead 35-21. Three receivers line up left. One receiver to the right. Play clock at 8. Andrew Casey from the shotgun takes a snap. He rolls left, gets a pass away. It is caught by Jordan Colburn, and he gets ahead to about the 48. So it's going to bring up a fourth down and probably about six or seven. We'll see what the Vandals do. I would assume you would punt. Obviously, you're going to punt. And it'll bring up a fourth down here. Officials just kind of stand. There's been a lot of just indecision at times here. Now we're talking. There's no flags on the play. The officials just talking. I'm not sure what they're talking about. Now they go over to talk to Coach Clay. Jordan Colburn made the catch. Is there a flag down? I think there is a flag. Nope, there is a flag down. I did not see that flag. So is that coming back? Yeah. Pass interference against Greenville. So it's a pass interference against Greenville. And so we'll replay the third down. So a pass interference penalty against Greenville is going to make this about a third and one. And put the Vandals ahead to the 48, so it was a pass interference against Greenville. So Jordan Colburn's catch doesn't matter. The penalty's what carries. Third and one from the Comet 38, 48, I should say. So a third and one. 7 minutes, 20 seconds remaining in the game. Andrew Casey having to come over and shout the play out. Third down and a yard. 7:10 on the game clock, 6 seconds on the play clock. They give it to Hinton, and he's got the first down. Dylan keeps fighting all the way to the 40. Wow, Dylan Hinton kept fighting, gets all the way ahead to the Comet 40. So the Vandals get the first down. It's a pretty big first down after the penalty and then to get the run. So the Vandals into Comet territory now at the 40. First down and 10. 6 minutes, 45 seconds remaining in the game. Vandals lead 35-21. Three receivers right, one left. Andrew Casey from the pistol. Dylan Hinton gets the carry. Dylan powers his way through. It's ahead to about the 31. Pickup of about 9, I think. Second down and a yard. Second and one. Clock is running. 6:15 remaining in the game. Three receivers will line up right, but I think the Vandals are going to keep it in Dylan Hinton's hands. Andrew Casey, the Vandals are going to milk that play clock as much as they can. It's down to 10. We are inside 6 minutes remaining in the game. Play clock down to 5. They're going to milk it. Andrew takes the snap, gives it to Dylan Hinton. He's got the first down. Head to about the 22. Good run by Dylan. Another first down for the Vandals. Clock will stop to move the chains. But as soon as they get it set, they'll get it rolling again. .5:35 remaining in the game. Vandals lead 35-21. Play clock at 13. Vandals are going to use as much time as they can and keep the clock rolling. Play clock at 5. Andrew takes the snap, gives it to Dylan. Hinton powers his way through. And ahead to about the 17, and I think the Comets are going to take a timeout here. Or the Vandals are. Maybe the Comets are. I didn't think the Vandals would. So the Comets take a timeout. Timeouts are brought to you in part by Integrity Spine and Joint Center. Your hometown team making moves in Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston behind you all the way. They're the number one provider for orthopedic shoes covered by insurance for state workers. That's Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston. Visit them at IntegritySpineAndJoint.com. Timeout's also brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They are also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. Also, recognize a couple other sponsors while we have a chance. Above the Rest Landscape, they are there for all your basic landscaping needs. Let them do the work while you enjoy and relax in your space. At 618-280-9598, they are the parents of number 4, Jordan Colburn. That is Above the Rest Landscape. Also, ADS Electric. They are the call to make for any electrical issue. They're also a certified dealer for Generac generators. Call them at 283-2171. Visit at 215 at West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. So after the timeout, there's 5:12 remaining in the game. Vandals lead it 35-21. The Comets using the timeout to stop the clock. It's a second down and about 5 coming up for the Vandals. Second down and 5 for the Vandals with the ball on the Comet 17. Andrew takes the snap, fakes a handoff to Hinton, gets a pass to McCarty. McCarty cutting to the 10, to the 5, driving toward the end zone. Did he get in? No signal. Yes, touchdown. Touchdown, Vandals. McCarty takes it in from 17 yards out from Andrew Casey. And the Vandals back on the board. Casey to McCarty, 17-yard strike. This comes with 5:02 remaining in the game. And the Vandals get the lead back to 3 scores. Cole Durbin back for the extra point attempt. It is up and it is good. And the Vandals now lead it 42-21. 42-21. The Vandals with the lead. Take a break on WKRV.
For a great time anytime, come to the Copper Penny in downtown Vandalia. The Copper Penny has a full pub-style menu, great drink selections, and daily specials. $2 domestics on Monday, $7.50 sandwich basket on Tuesday, Wednesday are $4 witness Wednesdays, Thursday 2 appetizers for $12, and Friday and Saturday are $14 fried fish platters. Also, call to book their back room for private party options, and they have DoorDash available. That's the Copper Penny, right across from the Vandalia State House in downtown Vandalia. Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
Well, the Vandals will kick it away. Cole Durbin puts it high, caught it about the 15 by file. And he gets it ahead to about the 20. I think about the 20. Kind of hard to tell. So the Vandals lead it 42-21 with 4 minutes 55 seconds remaining. So the Comets will have it. Their own 35. I missed something somewhere. So their own 35. So that's where the Comets take over, at their own 35. Ackerman from the pistol takes the snap, takes the handoff to Oliver. Gets a pass out, caught by Matthews, and the Vandals trip him up quickly. Cole Yarbrough with the tackle. Xander Tate in there as well. 4 minutes, 40 seconds remaining. Comets quickly to the line. 2 receivers both sides. Ackerman gives it to Oliver. He's able to bust through, gets into, up to the 45, where he's tackled by Yarbrough. And is that not a first down? Got to be, right? Yes. They brought the sticks down, and it was right beside the marker. So it is a first down for the Commons. 4 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in the game. Ackerman, two receivers left, one right. We'll see if he stays with Oliver. They do. They give it to Oliver. He's looking to get outside, and he's just going to step out of bounds at midfield with a five-yard pickup. That stops the clock. Vandals lead it 42-21. Second down and five for the Comets from dead midfield. Clock is stopped at 4:13. Vandals lead it 42-21. Two receivers right, one left. Ackerman from the shotgun. Hands it off to Oliver. Straight through the middle. He's got a first down. Tackled by Jordan Colburn at about the 41. It is a first down for the Comets. They head to the Vandal 42. 4 minutes remaining in the game. Two receivers left. Two right. Ackerman from the pistol. Fakes the handoff to Oliver. Under some pressure. Puts a pass up. It is intercepted. Vandals will intercept it. That is Cole Yarbrough at the 16. As the Vandals will pick it off with 3:53 remaining in the game. So the Vandals will pick it off with 3:53 remaining. So the Comets, their second interception. They also have a fumble. They have three turnovers. Vandals also with three turnovers on the day. And now the Vandals leading 42-21 have the football. 3 minutes and 53 seconds remaining. Comets do have, I believe, two of their timeouts left. They could stop the clock. So the Vandals have it at their own 17. Three receivers left, one right. Andrew Casey from the pistol. I would imagine Dylan Hinton will get some carries, and he does here. Not a whole lot there, maybe 2 yards, second and eight. Second down and eight for the Vandals. As the clock is running, the Vandals will want to keep it running. 25 seconds remaining on the play clock. 3:28 on the game clock. Lucas Bowers back in for the Vandals. Two receivers line up left. One to the right. The Vandals left to right here in this fourth quarter. 3:15 remaining in the game. Vandals lead 42-21. Hands it off to Hinton. Dylan able to push, man. He is so strong. Gets ahead to about the 23-yard line. The Comets are going to use a timeout here. As they'll stop the clock, it's going to be a third down and about four coming up for the Vandals. And the Comets will use a timeout. Want to recognize some other sponsors as well here. Timeouts are brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. Also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. Also, Stumbaugh's Heating and Air, they've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's Heating and Air is at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. So, 3 minutes, 5 seconds remaining. Vandals lead it 42-21. So, here we go on the third down and about four. Third and four for the Vandals from their own 23 after the timeout by the Comets. Three receivers left, one right. Andrew Casey takes the snap, takes the handoff, passed out into the hands of Colburn. Jordan looking for enough room for the first down. He has it, but there is a flag down again. Got to be a hold or a block to the back. I don't think there's much doubt about that where it's at. There have been a lot of flags today. Both ways. I mean, there's been a lot. And the Vandals have definitely been penalized a lot today. It is a hold against the Vandals. So that'll bring back that first down, 2:55 remaining in the game. So it'll be a third down, back to the, 17. So we're back basically where we were to start, third and 10. The third down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 17. 2 minutes, 55 seconds remaining in the game, and the Comets, I assume, well, the Vandals might be taking a timeout. Doesn't matter as much when the clock is stopped. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll come back with more on WKRV.
DePaulo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center is your number one source for all things floors. They're dedicated to providing a wide variety of the best products. They have American-made, natural, and sustainable products, and they offer full installation with all preparation and finish work included for all carpets, floors, and countertops. You can visit them at 1830 West Fletcher in Vandalia, along Route 140 in Greenville, or you can also find them on Facebook. That's DePaulo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center. Shelley's Burger Station in downtown Vandalia is known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers. They also have a tremendous breakfast menu. Shelley's Burger Station has dine-in and outdoor seating, a drive-up window, and carryouts are available. That's Shelley's Burger Station at 615 West Gallatin Street in downtown Vandalia.
Back here for a third and 10. Third down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 17. And they will give it to Dylan Hinton, and he will run not much there at all, and it'll bring up a fourth down. Does get the clock running, and the Vandals will be forced to punt it away. So the Vandals will be forced to punt it away. 2 minutes, 35 seconds remaining in the game. Vandals, of course, will use up as much time as possible before kicking this away. Play clock down to 9. 2 minutes, 15 seconds remaining on the game clock. Back to Andrew Casey. Short kick. Rolls. Comets pick it up at the 41. And picked up by the Comets, by Boyce. And so 2 minutes, 5 seconds remaining in the game. The Comets will take over, looks like at about their own 39. At the Vandal 39. So the Comets take over at the Vandal 39-yard line. 2 minutes, 5 seconds remaining in the game. Vandals lead 42-21. Three receivers line up right, one left. Ackerman from the pistol takes the snap, hands it off to Oliver. Straight through the middle. Oliver fumbles. Did the Vandals come up with it? The Vandals say they did. Yes, they did. So a fumble. Oliver on the carry. A fumble by the Comets. The Vandals recover. And the Vandals take over, and they can wrap this one up now. So the Vandals can wrap this one up after the turnover by the Comets. So the Vandals will have it first down and 10 at their own 30 with a minute 59 remaining. A lot of turnovers from both sides in this game. The Vandals bunching up into victory formation. So the Vandals will move to the third round of the playoffs for the third time in school history. 2017, 2019, and now here in 2025. So the Vandals will win it 42-21. This is also, to everything I've understood and everything I've heard, this is the last game for Greenville coach Todd Hutchinson. So the Vandals let the clock run. They'll take another knee and be able to run this one out. So the Vandals will either be at home to take on the Roxana Shells, or they will be at St. Joe Ogden in week three. So they look to wrap it up. So St. Joe Ogden is up 10 with a minute left, so looks like that'll be the opponent next week. So a two-hour drive north. Down to 42nd. And Andrew Casey will take a knee, and that will do it. So the Vandals will improve to 11-0. For the second time in school history, they did it in 2019 as well. And they will move to the third round of the playoffs, and it looks like we'll head north to the Champaign area to take on St. Joe Ogden in round number three next week. So the Vandals are 42-21 winners over the Greenville Comets here today. We will take a break. Come back, wrap this one up on WKRV.
It's your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash at Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Their coin-operated laundromat features 23 washers and 15 dryers to suit any size load. They also have a wash and fold service. You can check out more information on that at their website at spinandspray.com. They have their pet wash where you can keep your pets clean and not worry about the mess at home. And also their soft touch car wash and self-service bay. At your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash, Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Find them online, spinandspray.com.